In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in the litany, Our Lady is referred to as Virgin Most Faithful, and Our Lady truly always stands by those who have faith in her. Today we have the anniversary of an apparition of Our Lady, and it was in 1858 that she appeared to Saint Bernadette Soubirous, a young French girl. Our Lady told her to go and tell the people to pray, to do penance, and often to recite the rosary for the sinners. And during the last apparition, Saint Bernadette asked Our Lady who she was, and she replied, "I am the Immaculate Conception," meaning she is the one Virgin Most Faithful, without sin, who is always ready to intercede for sinners. Today is also the anniversary of ordination of our own Father McKenna. He cannot be here today because he is doing the missionary work up in North, where this little church regularly sends him to preach these good tidings, this good news of our Lord, that and of the forgiveness of sins, and celebrating Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. He's often away because this is a big country and we have lots of ground and many people to visit of. So today I'll tell you about another American priest and how important it is to always consecrate and work to the service of Our Lady. This priest was named Father Nelson Baker, and he was born in the 1840s and lived in New York State. And he had been a soldier in the Civil War, and then after war managed his own shop business. But he then felt calling to the priesthood, was ordained, and established what was called Father Baker's Homes. Here was a man who was very devoted to the Mother of God. The Father Baker's homes for boys and girls were placed under Mary's protection, and in all his needs, Father Baker called upon her. There then came a time in the history of these homes when gas was badly needed to replace the old-fashioned oil lamps and heating units. So Father Baker decided to sink a gas well on the property, but he was strongly advised against this plan. Gas well had been sunk there before, and they had all proved unproductive. But Father Baker said, "This project is in the hands of Our Lady, and she has never failed me yet." So engineers, machinery, and equipment were all brought in, and the work began to dig the gas well. The judgment of the many spectators was, "It just pouring money into a hole in the ground." At the depth of 400 feet, the engineers ceased and quit and advised Father Baker it was useless to continue, as gas had never been found lower than 400 feet. But all that Father Baker did was to instruct them to continue, while he borrowed more money to continue the project. 500, 600, 700, then 1,000 feet, and no sign of gas. But Father Baker started the novena in honor of the Blessed Mother's Immaculate Conception. And on the last day of the novena, Just as he had concluded benediction, a messenger came, racing to him with the news that gas had been struck at the depth of over 1,100 feet. Dear children, no wonder Our Lady is referred to as Virgin Most Faithful. Again, she always stands by those who have faith in her. Saint Bernadette had truly great faith in God Almighty and faith in the intercession of his mother. Also, as you heard, Father Baker did something which many people advised would be useless, waste of time, waste of money, but all this because he placed his work in the hands of our Mother of God. The work proved successful. Father Baker eventually died in the year 1936, aged 95 years old, having spent all those decades in the holy priesthood consecrated to Our Lady's service and doing numerous good works to poor boys and girls, and to poor mothers, and for the service of the souls of the children of God. In this way also, children, remember that no matter how hard any work might seem, or if you do that well and it proves to be fruitless, when you consecrate your work, your daily duties, your chores and studies to our own Mother, who is Virgin Most Faithful, and follow her faithfully, she truly obtains you the success in this work, in this world, because your work, no matter how small or the everydayly basis it is, that is the work of God done by a true child of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.